I am the greatest.
Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? Así, en el últim programa de l'any, en el programa doble que val per a les dues últimes edicions, les dues últimes setmanes de l'any, del Cant de la Xitxarra, com cada temporada, un programa que apareix per a aquestes dates i que enguany està protagonitzat per, bàsicament, per música o almenys per un net label que produeix i edita música ambiental des del nord d'Europa, des de Noruega. Es tracta del net label Petroglyph, és un net label que acabarem de descobrir i que cada any fa una recopilatori per als Nadals. El d'enguany encara no el tenim disponible, però sí que hem acudit al de l'any 2014, que és un recopilatori bestial, un total de 126 talls diferents de música, com te dic, ambiental i experimental, que van a protagonitzar tot este mixtape de Nadal i Cap d'Any del Cant de la Xitxarra, i per damunt d'ells van a sonar contes i narracions relacionades amb el Nadal des del nord d'Europa també. Un àlbum que es diu Christmas Annual i que està disponible al teu abast en archive.org, on apareixen des de tradicions nòrdiques fins talls de Hans Christian Andersen, inspirats o directament extrets de les històries de Hans Christian Andersen. En este programa especial, anem a dir, de Nadals nòrdiques, anem a deixar-vos per a que el disfrutes des d'ací fins al final. La meva veu deixarà d'aparèixer i la protagonisme és per la música ambiental i experimental i les referències literals nòrdiques. Benvinguts al Cant de la Xitxarra. Thank you.
Tomten av Viktor Rydberg. Midvinternattens köld är hård. Stjärnorna gnistra och glimma. Alla sova i enslig gård djupt under midnattstimma. Månen vandrar sin tysta ban. Snön lyser vit på fur och gran. Snön lyser vit på taken. Endast tomten är vaken. Står där så grå vid ladugårdsdörr. Grå mot en vita driva. Tittar som många vintrar förr upp emot månens skiva. Tittar mot skogen. Där gran och fur drar kring gården sin dunkla mur. Grubblar, fast ej det lär båta, över en underlig gåta. För sin hand genom skägg och hår, skakar huvud och hetta. Nej, den gåtan är allt för svår. Nej, jag gissar ej detta. Slår som han plägar, inom kort slikas börjande tankar bort. Går att ordna och pyssla. Går att sköta sin syssla. Går till visthus och redskapshus. Känner på alla låsen. Korna drömma vid månens ljus. Sommardrömmar vid båsen. Glömsk av sele och piss och töm. Polle i stallet har och en dröm. Krubban han lutar över, fylls av doftande klöver. Går till stängslet för lamm och får. Ser hur de sova där inne. Går till hönsen, där puppen står stolt på sin högsta pinne. Karo, i hönbots halm, mår gott, vaknar och viftar svansen smått. Karo, sin tomte känner, de är och goda vänner. Tomten smyger sig sist att se höstbondfolket. Det kära, länge och väl han märkt att det håller hans flit i ära. Barnens kammar han sen på tå nalkas att se de söta små. Ingen må det förtycka, det är hans största lycka. Så har han sett dem, far och son, ren genom många leder, slumra som barn. Men varifrån kom de väl hit neder? Släkte följde på släktesnår, blomstrade, åldrades, gick. Men vart? Gåtan som icke låter gissa sig, kom så åter. Tomten vandrar till ladans loft. Där har han bo och fäste. Högt på skullen i höets doft. Nära vid svalans näste. Nu är väl svalans boning tom. Men till våren, med blad och blom, kommer hon nog tillbaka, följd av sin näpna maka. Då har hon alltid kvittrat om månget ett färdeminne. Inte likväl om gåtan som rör sig i tomtens sinne. Genom en springa i ladans vägg lyser månen på gubbens skägg. Strimman på skägget blänker. Tomten grubblar och tänker. tyst är skogen och nejden all. Livet där ute är fruset. Blott från fjärran av forsens fall höres helt sakta bruset. Tomten lyssnar och halvt i dröm tycker sig höra tidens ström. Undrar vart händen ska fara. Undrar var källan må vara. Midvinternattens köld är hård. Stjärnorna gnistra och glimma. Alla sova i enslig gård gott in till morgontimman. Månen sänker sin tysta barn. Snön lyser vit på fur och gran. Snön lyser vit på taken. Endast tomten är vaken.
most terribly cold it was. It snowed, and was nearly quite dark, and evening, the last evening of the year. In this cold and darkness, there went along the street a poor little girl, bareheaded and with naked feet. When she left home, she had slippers on, it is true, but what was the good of that? They were very large slippers, which her mother had hitherto worn, so large were they, and the poor little thing lost them as she scuffled away across the street, because of two carriages that rolled by dreadfully fast. One slipper was nowhere to be found, the other had been laid hold of by an urchin, and off he ran with it. He thought it would do capitally for a cradle when he, some day or other, should have children himself. So the little maiden walked on with her tiny, naked feet that were quite red and blue from cold. She carried a quantity of matches in an old apron, and she held a bundle of them in her hand. Nobody had bought anything of her the whole livelong day. No one had given her a single farthing. She crept along, trembling with cold and hunger, a very picture of sorrow, the poor little thing. The flakes of snow covered her long, fair hair, which fell in beautiful curls around her neck, but of that, of course, she never once now thought. From all the windows, the candles were gleaming, and it smelt so deliciously of roast goose, for you know it was New Year's Eve, yes, of that she thought. In a corner formed by two houses, of which one advanced more than the other, she seated herself down and cowered together. Her little feet she had drawn close up to her, but she grew colder and colder, and to go home she did not venture, for she had not sold any matches, and could not bring a farthing of money. From her father she would certainly get blows, and at home it was cold, too, for above her she had only the roof, through which the wind whistled, even though the largest cracks were stopped up with straw and rags. Her little hands were almost numbed with cold. Oh, a match might afford her a world of comfort, if she only dared take a single one out of the bundle, draw it against the wall, and warm her fingers by it. She drew one out. How it blazed! How it burnt! It was a warm, bright flame, like a candle, as she held her hands over it, and it was wonderfully light. It seemed, really, to the little maiden as though she were sitting before a large iron stove with burnished brass feet and a brass ornament atop. The fire burned with such blessed influence. It warmed so delightfully. The little girl had already stretched out her feet to warm them, too, but the small flame went out. The stove vanished. She had only the remains of the burnt-out match in her hand. She rubbed another against the wall. It burned brightly, and where the light fell on the wall, there the wall became transparent like a veil, so that she could see into the room. On the table was spread a snow-white tablecloth. Upon it was a splendid porcelain service, and the roast goose was steaming famously with its stuffing of apple and dried plums. And what was still more capital to behold was, the goose hopped down from the dish, reeled about on the floor with knife and fork in its breast, till it came up to the poor little girl, when the match went out, and nothing but the thick, cold, damp wall was left behind. She lighted another match. Now there she was, sitting under the most magnificent Christmas tree. It was still larger and more decorated than the one which she had seen through the glass door in the rich merchant's house. Thousands of lights were burning on the green branches, and gaily colored pictures, such as she had seen in the shop windows, looked down upon her. The little maiden stretched out her hands toward them when the match went out. The lights of the Christmas tree rose higher and higher. She saw them now as stars in heaven. One fell down and formed a long trail of fire. "Someone is just dead," said the little girl. For her old grandmother, the only person who had loved her and who was now no more, had told her that when a star falls, a soul ascends to God. She drew another match against the wall. It was again light, and in the luster there stood the old grandmother, so bright and radiant, so mild, and with such an expression of love. "Grandmother," cried the little one, "oh, take me with you. You go away when the match burns out. You vanish like the warm stove, like the delicious roast goose, and like the magnificent Christmas tree." And she rubbed the whole bundle of matches quickly against the wall, for she wanted to be quite sure of keeping her grandmother near her. And the matches gave such a brilliant light that it was brighter than at noonday. Never formerly had the grandmother been so beautiful and so tall. She took the little maiden on her arm, and both flew in brightness and in joy so high, so very high. And then above was neither cold, nor hunger, nor anxiety. They were with God. But in the corner, at the cold hour of dawn, sat the poor girl, with rosy cheeks and with a smiling mouth, leaning against the wall, frozen to death on the last evening of the old year. Stiff and stark sat the child there with her matches, of which one bundle had been burnt. She wanted to warm herself, people said. No one had the slightest suspicion of what beautiful things she had seen. No one even dreamed of the splendor in which, with her grandmother, she had entered on the joys of a new year.
Thank you. El can de la chicharra.
Continues escoltant este mixtape especial de Nadal i Cap d'Any del Cant de la Chicharra, una mixtape que estem elaborant a partir de talls inclosos en el recopilatori nadalenc del netlabel noruec Petroglyph, un netlabel dedicat a l'ambient i a l'experimentalitat i que estem trufant d'històries nòrdiques editades en un àlbum anomenat Christmas Annual. Continues en el Cant de la Chicharra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Estem arribant ja quasi al final d'esta mixtape de Nadal i Cap d'Any del Cant de la Chicharra, una mixtape que hem dedicat a la música ambiental i experimental del net label de Noruega Petroglyph i la seva recopilació nadalenca del 2014, una recopilació nadalenca de la que dels 126 talls n'hem estret uns quants, i sobre ella hem volgut afegir talls d'un àlbum anomenat Christmas Annual, que a banda de tindre relats i històries nòrdiques, majorment de Suècia, sobre el Nadal i contes de Hans Christian Andersen, també té digitalitzat en MP3 unes gravacions de principis del segle XX, sobre l'any 1915, de xicotetes cançons com la que hem sentit abans, nadalenques. Espero que este mixtape t'hagi agradat i que te servisca per a acomiadar l'any d'una manera tranquil·la i introspectiva. Espero que estiguem una altra vegada junts per a escoltar-nos en el 2018. Ens queda per escoltar un últim tall en este mixtape, i és un tall que està inclòs també en este recopilatori de nadalenc del label Petroglyph. Es diu Christmas Time i ens serveix per a tancar esta sessió d'avui, este mixtape. Adeu i que sigues molt feliç.